This is the Censored Me Not podcast. A thoughts and opinions after dark variety show of movie reviews and other topics to talk about. In geek and pop culture, entertainment, news events, paranormal, wrestling, music, anime, comic books, gaming, current and past news, flashbacks, adult-only topics, and any genre in general. Just ask any topics and I'll cover it.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Today we talk about the movie Curse of Orwell, and this is a Canadian found footage horror movie. And this movie has about this movie is about this guy. He bought stuff from the dark web and he opened the package, and the guy's talking about when he opened up the package on the dark web, and then he found this USB stick inside a doll. He plays the USB stick, and that's when we get to our story of this movie about these three filmmakers that travel to Canada to know about the story of Aurora, the little girl who died and her parents killed her. So this woman who grew up around the neighborhood growing up brings her two of her friends along for the ride to shoot this documentary, and slowly they start figuring out this weird stuff happening, you know, with townspeople going to church at night, like really dark late night, and they start seeing the ghost girl, or later on they start seeing the psychic, and one of her friends, one of the filmmakers, decided to steal the book, and later on steal a rosary from the room where Aurora died. You know, it was like blessed and stuff when they visit the family of the descendant of this family. The movie is definitely more drama. There's some weird moments, like it's like you could pass by. The movie does pick up towards the end, of course, like usually these found footage horror movies, most of them pick up towards the end, and that's how this movie is. It's just drags, though, you know, but it wasn't, like, boring or anything, because I did like the actors, actually, they were pretty likable, to be honest with you, even though one of the guys are, like, an asshole, you know, like, he's over the top with his jokes, you know, like, acting like a fool, like, most of the time in the movie, but, it's not really all that, but the story is predictable once you find out with one of the pages about what the townspeople have done, you know. But I will tell you one thing while I learned about this movie. Actually, I didn't learn nothing about this movie because I kind of fucked up myself too. But you can go to my past episode and you can probably see what I meant by that. But let's put it like this. Don't play with the paranormal. You play with the paranormal, shit's gonna hit you hard. You know, if it's not spiritual, there's going to be somebody that needs to contain that, and you have to be that sacrifice. Let's put it like, yeah, pretty obvious, right? But, and this town was, these townspeople was not playing. They was not playing. You know, the three filmmakers, everything was cool with them, but you come around fucking around with stuff you should not play with. Anyway, over.
Peace out, and see you later, guys and gals.